As I pulled away from the house, Slim and little Alfred waved goodbye, and I found myself standing beside Drover again.
That was a pretty short trip.
I gave him a wilting glare. My orders were canceled at the last moment.
There for a second, I thought Loper was going to cancel you.
That was your interpretation of your impression. The actual truth, Drover, often lies hidden beneath the facts.
He looked pretty mad to me.
Drover, I feel you're trying to make a mockery of my misfortune. Almost as though you enjoyed watching me get dragged out of the car and pitched into the weeds.
Well, it did look pretty funny, I guess.
There we are, a confession. That will go into my report.
Oh, drat.
And in the meantime, let me share something with you.
Thanks, Hank.
You're welcome. I began pacing up and down in front of him, as I often do when I find myself tugging at deep and difficult concepts. Drover, in the process of running this outfit and dealing with dim-witted employees, I found that most situations can be improved when the higher authorities, such as myself, employ two simple words.
I'll be darned.
Just two words, Drover. Simple words that have a magic effect.
Don't tell me, let me guess.
He rolled his eyes and set his lips into a peculiar shape.
Let's see. Happy birthday?
No.
Merry Christmas?
Wrong again. You'll never guess it.
Yes, I will.
That's three words.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't a guess.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, that was my guess. Thank you.
Of course. No, that's wrong, too.
I'm sorry?
That's okay. I didn't expect you to guess it.
No, that was another guess.
Are you trying to be funny?
Not really.
Good, because this is not the time to be funny. Now, what was your last guess?
I'm sorry.
I told you not to worry about it.
Yeah, but that was my guess. I'm sorry.
Yes, of course. No, that's wrong, and we're just about out of time. I will now tell you the two magic words that are most often used by efficient managers, bosses, top executives, generals, admirals, and heads of ranch security. He sat down and wagged his stub tail in the dust.
Oh, good. I can hardly wait. What are they?
I stopped pacing and whirled around, facing him with narrowed eyes and a worldly sneer. The first is shut, and the second is up.
Shut up?
That's correct. Keep those two words before your eyes and near to your heart, Drover. Repeat them, memorize them, and the next time you think you've seen me in an embarrassing situation, pull them out of the vast garbage heap of your mind. And in the meantime, shut up.
Okay, Hank, I think I've got it.
Well, getting the runt straightened out had taken longer than I had expected. But some jobs can't wait. Once the cat is out of the sandbox, you have to, I don't know, change the sand, I suppose. Well, when Loper and Sally Mae drove out of sight, Slim yawned and checked the location of the sun. Then he looked down at little Alfred and frowned.
Well, Button, it's me and you against the world. Don't forget all them things your ma told you not to do. And in case she missed anything, you can just figure that the answer is no.
Okay, Swim.
I didn't hire on to this outfit as a babysitter, and don't you forget it.
Okay, Swim.
I'm too old and gripey and set in my ways to be putting up with a green colt like you.
His gaze drifted over to me and Drover. I gave him a big smile and he, well, appeared to curl his lip at me.
You and your two soup hounds. I've got 53 jobs that need doing. And here I am playing bedpan nurse to the Three Stooges.
We'll have fun, Swim.
Huh. I have my doubts about that.
Is it time to eat, Swim?
Eat? Good honk, son. Your ma's dust is hardly settled. And you're already wanting to eat? How come you didn't eat yesterday?
I did, but I'm hungry again.
Slim growled and shook his head. Well, what do you want to eat?
Oh, let's see. Ice cream.
No ice cream. Your ma gave me strict orders to give you nourish and feed with plenty of vegetables. What kind of vegetables do you want with your Vienna sausage? How about some canned peas? Alfred shook his head. Canned corn? That's pretty good stuff, that corn. Alfred shook his head. All right, then stewed tomatoes. Alfred made a sour face.
I don't like stewed tomatoes.
Well, you're too hard to please. I ain't running a short order house for fussy eaters. How about some ketchup?
Okay, Slim, I like ketchup.
Then that settles it. Slim hitched up his pants. I'll fix us a bait of Vienna sausage with a side order of ketchup. And crackers, we'll break out some crackers. Now that's a real genuine cowboy dinner.
And then we'll have some ice cream.
No, and then we won't have some ice cream. I don't want your ma telling the neighbors that I corrupted her child with junk food.
Boy,
this heat makes me as loggy as a fat pup. Button, we may be forced to shut down the ranch and take ourselves a little nap after a bit.
Aw, Slim, I don't want to take a nap.
Slim bent over and looked the boy right in the eyes. Yeah, but you will take a nap, 'cause I'm gonna take a nap, and I ain't about to close my eyes while you're running loose.
Okay, Slim, I'll take a nap.
That's more like it. I hate to be stern and cruel, but rules is rules and law is law. Let's go to the house. Slim yawned again and started towards the back door. Little Alfred gave me a wink and a smile, and then he whispered,
I'll be out to play as soon as Slim falls asleep.
That was interesting. It appeared that the little snipe had some ideas of his own. Well, we dogs weren't invited to lunch, which was okay. I mean, we had other things to do, and if Slim thought he was too good to share his meal with two loyal, hardworking ranch dogs, that was just fine. I wasn't too fond of Vienna sausage anyway. Although if he had, but he didn't. Well, it was definitely a hot, still summer day. And I was carrying around this heavy coat of hair, and all at once the timing seemed perfect for a nice roll in Emerald Pond. Emerald Pond, you might recall, was my own private bath and spa. It lay about halfway between the house and the corrals, shaded by large elm trees and fed by mineral springs whose life-enhancing trickle could be traced to the overflow of the septic tank. Many a time I had dragged myself to the edge of Emerald Pond, wondering if I could summon the energy to wade out into those healing waters. And we're talking about tired and exhausted, sometimes even injured, burdened down by all the responsibilities of running a ranch with very little help or cooperation from anyone else, solving one mystery after another, working day and night, and yet somehow finding the time and energy to bark at the mail truck every morning at 10 o'clock. Really messed up, in other words. But 5 minutes of rolling in those fragrant waters had never failed to snatch me back from the edge of the brink and restore my spirits. And it was into those very waters that I now plunged. I waded out brisket deep and collapsed, rolled around, kicked my legs in the air, and indulged myself in the kind of joyous barking that comes to a cowdog at such moments. That done, I scampered out onto dry land, gave myself a good shake, rolled in the grass, and leaped to my feet. A new dog. In the meantime, Drover had ventured over to the pond's edge and had tapped one paw into the water. I just couldn't understand. I was on the point of giving the little mutt a lecture on health care and beauty aids when my ears picked up a sound in the distance. I froze and listened. What was that?
Well, I think it was the sewer.
No, a sound, an unusual sound. I lifted my ears and listened. There it was again. Drover, unless I miss my guess, someone has just come out of the house and slammed the screen door.
And that means they didn't come out of the window.
Exactly. Now the only question remaining is, who could it be?
Yeah, and that depends on who came out the door.
Exactly. And we're about to find out. Come on, Drover, to the yard gate, on the double. And with that, we went streaking away from the banks of Emerald Pond and made a lightning dash to the house. Little did I know or suspect that within the hour, I would be forced to eat strawberry ice cream. And even littler did I suspect that I would be given a ride in a spaceship. You probably don't believe that, but just wait and see.